Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Sagittarius.
Alrighty, so we had said this earlier, but Sag rules the thighs. So when the body forces shift into the thighs, the energy is divided as one high-stepping thigh, then the other pulls the lower body forward on the path ahead. Any change in attitude abruptly alters the course, which is a very Sag-like thing. This placement of force in this body region greatly defines this creature's body appearance. The upper chest, which sways to the back, seems abnormally small compared to the lower pear-shaped hips and large thighs. The legs seem to become smaller and narrower as they progress down to the feet, which appear as diminutive hooves. The half-horse, half-human creature on the right illustrates the dynamics and body language of these creatures. So basically, just think of like, they one of their features is basically like a high domed forehead, a long face, and an unusually large jaw, and skewed features typical of a mutable sign. And you can kind of see like a division in between like their higher half and their lower half. So just imagine like half horse, half human, like literally.
I've noticed some Sagittarius risings that are like really bulky or sturdy on top, but like real skinny on the bottom. Just like saying like a clear difference between top and bottom. Sagittarius rising personalities, that it's ruled by the planet Jupiter, and Jupiter is also Zeus in Greek mythology. Sagittarius people are very generous, and they might be known for their wanderlust. They like to travel. Maybe this is your friend that doesn't have a permanent residence. and you know, just travels a lot and bunks up with people along the way. They're very cheerful and optimistic people. They have a lot of humor. If you think of Zeus, he was very like generous, optimistic, and humorous, and just wanted to have a jolly good time. And Sagittarius rising people really embodied that love of socializing and just like freedom loving, really. They're known for loving their freedom. I guess that's all that I also have that Sagittarius risings might have a broad forehead like the Aries rising too. I guess maybe because of their broad vision and being the archer, being able to, you know, see far away.
Yeah. Have you ever looked at somebody and said, damn, that person got a horse face?
Yeah.
Sagittarius
the
rising.
Horse face, yeah.
And I suppose
we said for Scorpio that it's ruled by Mars, and in modern astrology, it's ruled by Pluto.
That it is. Sagittarius rising is ruled by
Jupiter.
There you go.
Zeus.
Sagittarius rising. You interact with the external world from the innate sense of freedom and inspiration. You express your inner being through your natural optimism and your desire to inspire others to be the best they can be. You interpret the behaviors of others towards you in terms of whether they have faith in you, in your and in your goodness of heart and your good intentions. Your demeanor and behavior demonstrates your belief that living an optimistic and trusting life will attract good luck and positive outcomes. Step into the role of the optimist.
The optimist. Nice. Not the optometrist.
By the way, one thing with Sagittarius, Sagittarius rise and Sagittarius suns are runners, joggers.
Runners, like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
I just wanted to add that.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, Same style, 3 minutes, about your chart. You can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.